When Maine voters head to the polls in November, they won't just be choosing candidates. They'll also consider a number of infrastructure bonds, including nearly $50 million in spending for the state's university system. University officials are calling it a workforce bond, and they say it'll be an important piece of the effort to address Maine's ongoing labor shortage. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Leanne Oyer-Bides is a senior at the University of Maine at Augusta. She's also a mom who spent years working for a local Head Start program educating young children. But in 2014, her position was cut.
That was a scary thought. You know, what am I going to do? Medical, legal. So I decided to go to a legal field. So I came here to register for justice study.
But she found that navigating through this new educational system wasn't easy. First, there were financial aid forms.
Filing FAFSA itself, I had went in there for multiple times because certain issues, and they helped me go through each step. They are willing to contact them on my behalf for some documents.
In addition, English isn't Oyer-Bides' first language, so she spent hours every week at the school's writing center. She's close to getting her diploma and entering law school, but it's required her to take as many as 6 courses per semester while working multiple jobs and taking care of her son.
Until last semester, yeah, if I get 4 hours of sleep a day, that's a good day.
Students like Oyer-Bides are more the norm at UMA than the exception. Officials say the average student age here is 33. Many are also the first in their family to attend college.
It is not inexpensive to serve this population of students, and I don't think people always understand that.
UMA President Rebecca Weick says the school uses online courses and satellite locations to reach students in their own communities, from Rumford to Rockland. But even with support, less than a quarter of full-time students graduate from the university within 6 years.
Larger institutions who have more traditional student bases tend to be better funded than the students who are really focused on working with those individuals who need a little bit of extra assistance to get through.
It's part of why Weick and other university officials support Question 4, a statewide ballot referendum to borrow $49 million for infrastructure improvements across the university system. At the University of Maine at Augusta, the bond would fund the creation of a consolidated student support center that would bring some services like enrollment, academic advising, and financial aid under one roof. Officials say the center would replace existing offices that are small, cramped, and spread out, making it difficult for students to navigate the layers of paperwork and administration.
So that students know, no matter what my issue is, if I go to this location, there's going to be someone or someones there who can support me as I am working my way through the experience.
Across the entire system, Chancellor James Page describes the ballot measure as a workforce bond to address Maine's labor shortage, brought about by impending retirements in the state's aging demographics.
So in just about every professional area you can think of, the state is going to need new workers, more trained workers, people who really want to build their careers and their professions here in the state throughout, whether it's in Portland or in rural Maine.
Page says much of the bond money would be targeted at boosting the number of graduates in specific majors, such as education and engineering. About a quarter of the money, he says, would go towards nursing, expanding lab spaces, classrooms, and simulators. Page says it comes at a time that Maine could see an anticipated shortage of more than 3,000 nurses by 2025, which could hit rural areas particularly hard.
We are the one institution that has the statewide mandate that can deliver, that has the responsibilities and the skills and capacities to deliver these training and educational opportunities for people.
Historically, Maine voters have tended to support infrastructure bonds, but not always. In 2012, they narrowly turned down an $11 million higher education bond. The very next year, however, they approved $15.5 million for the university system. On this year's ballot, there are 3 other bond proposals for transportation, wastewater infrastructure, and the state's community college system. The bond package totals $200 million. Question 4 has the backing of groups including the Maine State Chamber of Commerce and a political action committee founded by the University of Maine Alumni Association has already spent more than $150,000 to advocate for the ballot question. That effort includes funding for two TV ads. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.